Bruce Lee Talk.
I've screwed up already.
That's awesome.
This is a good week. Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on August 26, 2007.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to discuss all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Standing in for field reporter Jennifer of Indiana, Kurt Richardson joins us. Jeremy Hawthorne of the ARC drops in to talk tech. Later, we'll be visited by none other than Alexandra Holzer.
To listen to now, they
going to be lots of laughter this week.
This is going to be a fun show.
Never leave me and Doug in charge.
I'll just let that play out way in the background.
Just bring it down. Just let it go.
So anyway, I am telling you, this is indeed Ghostly Talk, and I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
And there is no Scott L. here tonight.
We will
Not
whip
yet.
Him mercilessly
yes.
later.
He will show up eventually, he says. There, got rid of
eventually.
That. Eventually. For now, you're stuck with us. Now, on the schedule,
we're
awesome.
Out of control. We should
we
never
out
do
of
this.
Control. Right, right. Scott left us in charge, and I love it. We're supposed to be answering questions from the forum.
I'm not really sure what they are, though.
I'm not either. Did he write any down? I don't know.
No.
So why don't we just, like, answer questions that we have?
Do you have questions?
Well, there's a doozy right here.
Yeah. That's for later.
I know. Here's the thing. We are going to be going to a lot in the next 2 months. We're going to be going to a lot of conferences,
mm-hmm.
one of which is the Mid-South Paranormal Convention.
Yes.
And that's in Louisville, Kentucky, and we're giving away tickets. It's, free admission,
and
basically.
This is the deal of a lifetime.
It is. It's free admission to, although, you know, is it the previous week or the week after that we're going to West Virginia?
The week before.
Oh, now that is already a free conference, but that's going to be the deal of a lifetime, because isn't that where we're planning our little, let me whisper it to you, Jell-O wrestling.
Yeah, I'm sure nobody heard that. No. I don't know if it's going to go off there or not. It could.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Okay.
I'm willing to Jell-O wrestle wherever.
Okay. Well, so that might happen the week before, but still. Mid-South is still going to be absolutely phenomenal and huge, and we are going to have an absolute blast, as Ghostly Talk and all conference attendees always do. And if you want to get in for free,
mm-hmm.
that means all you have to do is get there. You'll have to stay somewhere, of course, so you can stay at the conference hotel. But you'll have to arrange all that. But the actual event, we've got tickets to it. We can put you on the VIP list.
For a few more weeks.
And all you have to do is answer a question.
And this week, my God, it's a doozy.
It's a doozy. I don't know. You guys, fire up your browsers, because it's going to take some doing.
Whew.
This week is a doozy.
I'm stumped.
I
and the answer's right in front of me.
I still don't understand how that answer goes with that question. We'll find out.
I don't know.
The other thing that I want to talk about is while we're broadcasting, we do indeed have a chat room going.
Yes, we
if
do.
If you go to www.ghostlytalk.com, and then over on the left somewhere in the menu area, there is a little chat room link.
Chat live right? during the show.
Chat mm-hmm. live during the show link, and you can click on that, and you can get in the chat room and cause mayhem, if you like.
Well, not too much, because yeah. if it gets to be too much, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
That is true, and Bonnie does. While we're broadcasting, by the way, and this is something that's relatively new, and I don't even have Ghostly Talk.
I got it.
What's the secret phone number? Because what we've done is we've added a phone line,
mm-hmm.
and you're welcome to listen to the show live between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time. You can listen live on the telephone if you like. That's what the phone line is for. Of course, we also are, you know, using it for double duty
mm-hmm.
is while we're talking on the phone, or while we're doing the show, if we need to take a caller kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
we can use it for that as well. But we do have a phone line. You're welcome to listen in to the whole 3 hours. You can do whatever you like. As far as that goes, it's, of course, today's Sunday, so it's unlimited mm-hmm. night and weekend time. What's the phone number?
It's area code 605-475-8590. And when you're asked by the nice lady for your secret conference code, put in 555-1081, followed by the pound sign.
And then after she makes a few more little announcements, it clicks you right in, and you're listening to the show. One of the things that happens is, though, when we go to break, you don't hear the breaks, but you get to hear the show. And the show, of course, is the most important part. Although some may disagree.
Some people may like our breaks a little more. I don't know. Tonight they might.
Did you happen to find any questions in the forum?
See, you got me pulling like triple duty here tonight.
I know. How about if I just make up a question?
Okay.
A paranormal question.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Are orbs the absolute proof of the afterlife? I wonder where that question came from. That's an inside
joke. I'm unsure where that question came from, but I think I could introduce you to someone that thinks there is.
That's true.
Hold on. Let me check the most recent posts.
I know that people are asking in the forums, because I have indeed browsed our forums, and I know people are asking about podcasting. So I think
there are several questions about podcasting.
So I want to talk about podcasting briefly. Podcasting is a way to distribute media, right? It's a centralized way of distributing media. The media can be a show like Ghostly Talk. That's an audio show. It could be a video.
Mm-hmm.
It could be executable programs. It could be pretty much any kind of file. If you can put it into a file, right, you can distribute it to people. What podcasting is typically used for is audio and video shows. So what people will do, people like us here at Ghostly Talk, we make a show.
Mm-hmm.
We do a show.
Not a very good one.
3 hours a week. Thank you. 3 hours a week we do a show. And then we make it into a file,
mm-hmm.
right? We put that file up on the web server, and then we update our podcast little link thing that we create. And so what people can do is they can use their iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
They can use their any program that lets you receive podcasts, and I think they call them podcatchers, right? You can program that one time. You program it once, only once. You only have to do it once. And then every time you run it, it will go out and check for a new file. So that means, let's say it's Monday morning, and you have programmed your Podcatcher program or your iTunes
mm-hmm.
to go and check for new Ghostly Talks. And it's Monday morning, you fire up your computer, you go into your iTunes or you go into your Podcatcher program.
Mm-hmm.
fire it up, and it goes and it checks our server, and it says to our server, do you have any new files for me? And our server says,
does it say it in that voice? Because that's kind of creepy.
Yes, it does. It's a creepy language. It really
okay.
Is.
Mm-hmm.
And so the server, it says, can I have it? And the server says, of course you can have it. I've got it right here for you.
Wow, this is an amazing conversation.
And it delivers it to your computer.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's on your computer, you can do several things with it. You can either find it in your directories and double-click on it and play it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can play it through your computer. Or you can have also programmed up your MP3 software. If you've got an MP3 player or an iPod or one of them, what's it called? I don't know, those little iRivers or whatever they are, right? You've got your MP3 player.
Mm-hmm.
If you program the software that came with that to automatically dump the show onto your MP3 player,
mm-hmm.
you know, it'll automatically sync up with your MP3 player as well. So therefore, without doing anything more than double-clicking on your pod-catching software, you pretty much can get all the things that you've subscribed to for free
mm-hmm.
onto your MP3 player in just one fell swoop. So they've really made the distribution of new files super easy with podcasts.
And this is Doug's favorite part because he does it often. Trust me, I've traveled with the man. He has loads of podcasts on his iPod.
Yes, I do. One of the things that I do is when I travel, I like to listen to podcasts. Because I don't get much time, you know, normally during the week, but I travel so much during the summer that I do get to listen to a lot of podcasts. And talk radio and especially independent talk
mm-hmm.
is one of my failings. I just absolutely love it.
Really? I never would have guessed.
Yes. You, of all people, are uniquely in a position to know that I love
to want
stuff.
To kill you.
Right. Well, I have to admit, The podcast of fairy tales was
horrible.
It was a little bit over the edge, horrible. But I enjoyed them.
There was also a question about what equipment is used as far as this.
Oh, you mean to actually broadcast the show?
Yeah. I don't know if that's one he wanted addressed, but there is a question about it.
Well, in order to broadcast the show, we have a mixing board. That's the heart of our system, is the mixing board. Into the mixing board, we've plugged 3 microphones, right? And that's what I'm talking to you on. I'm talking to you actually physically right now on Scott's microphone. So I feel really out of place. But at least I'm using my own headphones, which I like that.
You're so odd, Doug. You are seriously so odd.
Nevertheless, we have microphones plugged into the mixing board. The mixing board also is plugged into... it's plugged into 2 sound cards, and these sound cards are on the same computer. We have 2 sound cards in our main computer, right? One is an external USB sound card
mm-hmm.
called a Sound Blaster Live 24, something like that. And the other is the one that just came with the computer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what we have is the output of the mixing board is plugged into the Sound Blaster external sound card. Also, one of the inputs on the mixing board is also plugged into the Sound Blaster external.
Mm-hmm.
And that's plugged into one of the inputs on the mixing board. So what that does, the output of the mixing board plugged into the Sound Blaster is the stream. That's our mixed stream that we send out over the internet. That is our show.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in the other way, that's our musical breaks.
I don't like this question.
Because here on Ghostly Talk, we play musical breaks. Here, let me play one real quick. I don't know if you can hear that or not. I have it out of the stream.
I can't hear it, so...
Oh, I do. I have it out of the stream.
You're so goofy.
That should be in the stream now, I would think. Oh, no, it's this
wrong
one.
Wrong one, Doug.
There he is. Yeah, I know. I'm pushing all these buttons.
Doug has never done this before, folks. Aren't we proud of him? Yay!
There's some Dax Riggs for you. And then I can fade him out. Okay, so in order to do that, I have to have, somehow the computer has to be coming into one of the inputs on the mixing board. Excuse me, and that's done through the external Sound Blaster. The internal Sound Blaster, we have hooked up to 2 things on the mixing board. We have it mixed up. We have it hooked up to the one input so that we can hear callers, right,
uh-huh.
on the Skype. We also have it hooked into our mix minus so that they can hear us without hearing themselves.
Uh-huh.
That's our equipment. That's the whole kit and caboodle.
That's it. No. Whew.
Wake up. Wake up.
Ask a question for the people that are sleeping right now, because I'm one of them, and that was... Although, I enjoy the interest in that. That's not my field. That's all for Scott and Doug. So.
Yes, we do that. So, it's a fairly simple setup. It should cost around $300 or so if you've already got the computer to get all this various equipment. That's it. It's really easy to set up a little station in your haunted Warren Winery.
Does everyone have a haunted Warren Winery? I thought we were special.
No, not everybody has one, no. They would have to rename it. Like, for example, I have a Haunted Basement Studios.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have the Party Palace.
Yeah, that I do.
And then here, of course, where we broadcast Ghostly Talk from is the Haunted Warren Winery. Again, our website is www.ghostlytalk.com, and you can get into chat there. You can find out the call-in phone number to listen live on your cell phone or VoIP phone rather than through the computer. It's all there for you. I don't troll the forums that much, though, anymore. I don't know what other questions.
I was looking at
What was that?
I can't speak today for some reason.
That's okay. I can't hear today.
I'm having serious issues.
Look at the...
Doug, this is radio.
Oh, never mind then.
People cannot see that. I don't want to.
I have cotton in my ears because I am suffering from an earache. So.
Oh, now everyone all together, one collective, 1, 2, 3. Aw, don't we feel bad for Dougie.
Thank you. Have you been ghost hunting lately?
Oh, good God. You know better than to ask me that. The only person I ghost hunt with is like you and Sean, and we haven't seen Sean in a bazillion years, it seems like. And we don't go ghost hunting in Michigan. We're apparently not allowed. Although, that was another aspect to next weekend, if I did happen to go out there. There was supposed to be ghost hunting involved.
You might actually ghost hunt?
It's rumor. I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to say, in fact, that I am going ghost hunting, because if it falls through, I'll be crushed.
Right.
Because really, what have we done since Gettysburg?
Since Gettysburg, I can't think of any ghost hunting that we've done. But I do know that what we try to do throughout the year when we go to our wacky places is stay in haunted hotels or haunted hotel rooms.
Yes.
And we've done plenty of that. And we will be staying in a haunted hotel next
month. For the Mothman Festival.
Yeah. So we're staying at the Haunted Low Hotel.
It's the Low, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful hotel, Doug.
Yes.
It is a beautiful hotel. Unfortunately, our hotel room, the second one, did not have an air conditioner, and Doug thought he had landed straight in the pits of hell. It was not Doug's favorite room, but the hotel itself is beautiful. The staff, the owner of that hotel, is probably one of the friendliest men I've ever talked to.
I agree. It's a fantastic staff. It's a fantastic hotel, except for they're a little lax on services. I didn't even see an ice machine, for example.
Yeah, but that only affects you.
I know, because my diet helps the addiction. Yeah.
It doesn't really affect me so much. I enjoyed my time at the Low.
Did you see any ghosts, or did you hear any ghosts, or did you...
No. Other than, you know, dealing with you and Sean and Elmer and Chris, that was pretty much, you know, it. Any weirdness that went on, one of you four was involved in it, so...
Or more. One or more of us.
Well, one or more.
We did go out to... was that the one that we... That was the trip we went to?
We took the lazy man's way to the... We drove right up to it.
Yes.
In the past, you couldn't... You might want to explain what we're talking about, but...
Well, okay. We went out to the TNT area.
Mm-hmm.
This was just earlier this summer, right?
Yep.
We went to the TNT area, and after, what, it's been 4 years or something, we've been going to the Mothman Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've gotten to know a little bit of the area. We still were a little bit fuzzy on it because it was during the day instead of at night.
Mm-hmm.
And we were still a little fuzzy on directions, but we did get there. And we pull up, and now normally they've got these, like, chains or wires
mm-hmm.
across the road. So that you can't, so that you have to, you know, park your car and get out and then walk down this long road.
Right.
Right? Well, in this particular weekend that we were there, the chain was down. So we got to drive right up to the, whatever these big
bunkers.
Empty bunker, big building, I don't know, it's a big, like, cup-shaped building, saucer, upside-down saucer,
building.
An upside-down saucer-shaped building, and it, so we drove right up to it and then walked right in. So it was really, really, really cool, because normally you've got to actually trek through the woods.
Right.
So, and I like checking out that area, because that area is where the Mothman was supposedly initially seen by two people, you know, parked in their car out in the middle of the night. I don't know why they do that, other than maybe they were listening to the radio. And,
yeah.
You know, probably listening to Coast to Coast AM or something like that. And
I'm sure they were. I'm absolutely positive that they were.
And, well, Coast to Coast AM didn't exist back then, but anyway, so they were
tapped into an alternate universe which had Coast to Coast AM.
Oh, that's perfect.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
And then the Mothman showed up,
right.
Scared them like crazy,
yes.
Mutilated a dog, scared the entire town, caused a bridge to collapse, and then took off.
Right. That was awfully nice of him.
Yeah.
But I have to say, this year I am extremely excited about Mothman for many reasons. One is the possibility of finally getting this whole Jell-O wrestling thing done and over with, because Doug will not let it stop. The second, though, is that for the first time ever, we get to meet Marcus Leader.
Marcus Leader will definitely be at the Mothman Festival.
Yes, and I am so excited because I've been a longtime stalker of his.
Right.
And I've yet to get in his area, so it's good that he's coming to where I'll be. It makes it so much easier to stalk people that way.
When they come to you
or come
to where you're going to be. Yeah, that kind of rocks.
I enjoy it, but no. Marcus has been a longtime friend of the show, and I'm really glad that we're going to get to meet him.
And we are.
We're going to get to hang out with him and his daughter and a bazillion other people. And Ghostly Talk is emceeing the event, are they not?
Yes.
Oh, I'm scared. For those of you that don't know, that means Bonnie running up and down stairs with a microphone in her hand while Scott and Doug stand down by the water.
If you want, I can do some of the running. Once.
Yeah. Once. Quick. He'll run up two steps. Yes, your question? Well, that was creepy.
Yeah.
And your question would be? Oh, okay. Bonnie, okay. Here you go. You're back on.
You have to have a question because that person way up there ain't getting me up there.
We're so bad.
Really, just mental telepathy the question down. Okay?
So, Doug, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Which aspect, because there's so many different aspects to Mid-South, are you looking the most forward to?
Tanya and Allie.
Well, I think, yeah. But we're also going to see them at Mothman.
That's true. But Tanya, Allie, and Bobby, and the gang,
yeah,
the people.
That's true.
Dale.
We have so much fun with them.
Right. And Dale and, of course, Keith and all the guests.
And Renee.
And
don't forget Renee.
Oh, my
gosh,
Renee. I hope she's wearing those shoes. See? Evidently, she's done some wonderful pictures over the time. And,
well, you know, what are you going to do? Rhonda, we love you, Rhonda.
Oh, Rhonda, that's fine. Yes.
Yes, I was talking about Renee. Because
you were talking about Renee. I was talking about Rhonda. I got it mixed up.
You have
up
a
briefly.
Habit of forgetting people, Doug.
I know. But and of course, the pizza place. Because I am going to have to go to
Wix. Because we wind up there every time. Believe it or not, when we went for the Guar show, we did not go anywhere near Wix. It was almost not. We also didn't wind up at Dale and Renee's. It really didn't feel like a real trip to Louisville.
That's really scary.
We hung out with them, but we didn't wind up at their house, and we didn't go to Wix.
Well, I can't wait to see them, and I hope to get to drag them to Wix. I don't know.
Okay.
It just doesn't seem like a trip to Louisville without going.
Aside from the folks there.
The people are my number one thing, yes.
What's next on your list?
What I'm looking forward to there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, and this is a bit conceited, maybe.
Yes, that would be Doug.
Because
he is famous, people.
Yeah,
go,
yeah.
Doug, go.
Right. The premiere of American Ghost Hunters.
Ghost Watchers.
Or American Ghost Watchers, mm-hmm. That's what I meant.
Which, by the way, the trailers for that, Tanya and Andy, they're great. Oh, my God. They're hysterical.
If you can find pretty much any of our MySpace pages.
I can pull it up
right?
real quick.
If you can find any of our MySpace pages, there's going to be a link to, what's the thing? Is it American Ghost Watcher?
I don't know. I'm going to look that up.
Okay,
they can either go to Expiro Productions.
Expiro Productions or probably American Ghost Watcher, but we'll look that up. And there is the trailer. Or there's actually two trailers.
Yes.
Did you watch them both?
Yes. And I love them.
There's two trailers for the upcoming movie called American Ghost Watchers. And it's pretty insane. And so, yeah, that's going to be, I know it's a little bit, you know, conceited, but I would love to see. I just can't wait
to see. I'm actually scared to see that movie.
Yeah.
Because I look so unnatural. It is actually myspace.com/AmericanGhostWatchers if any of you want to go check it out. But I look so much not like myself now that I'm afraid to see the actual movie because in the trailers, even, it doesn't look like me.
You are perfect in the movie. I mean, you are hilarious the movie. And...
I have to say, you and Scott have a gift for staring. That's all I can say. A gift. A gift, my friend. A gift.
Well, you know, Scott glommed onto that part because
I know that was
supposed
to be all you.
It was supposed to be completely just me.
But let me tell you, you worked it way better than he did. Because I sat, I knew when that scene came up
right. That
I had to watch you.
Yeah.
I had to, I knew. Yeah. So I positioned myself so that I could watch you throughout the entire scene. And I don't know how I didn't bust out laughing watching your face while shooting that film.
I can't wait to see the bloopers.
Well, I'm the bloopers. Are you kidding me?
I was the first
every
blooper.
Every scene I was in, I'm just going to warn people, if there is a blooper reel, every scene is me. Because I messed up every single solitary line I was supposed to say. Everyone.
Well, I hope they don't write the next movie. I hope they just like sort of say, all right, you're all sitting in a car. Or, okay,
right.
You're all in a
this
diner.
This is the general idea.
Standing around and you mayhem.
Well, towards
ensues.
The end of it, no one went by the script anyway.
You could so tell. Like, because I have the rough cuts,
mm-hmm.
and you can so tell, like, when I'm reading versus when I'm just totally just, all right, I give up on this. I just don't even remember my next line, so I'm just going to go and
wing it.
Say anything.
Because, yeah. You know, it was a really hard part for you. Doug of Ghostly Dog.
Plays Doug of Ghostly Dog.
It was so hard for you to fall into that role of interviewing people.
Well, and once I started doing it myself, it
oh,
it
that's when
better.
It got hilarious. So.
Yeah, that was... Excellent.
I'm just going to warn everyone, when that movie comes out, you absolutely have to see it, because it's going to be hysterical. And if you can't figure out which person I am, I'll let you know.
Is this going to be, like, for sale, or is this you know, something for the web? I don't know.
I don't know if they're going to have it for sale or not.
Because I don't know.
I think they should, because I want it in my DVD collection.
Yeah?
I want it. It's going to be hysterical. And it's so...
I would go
I've ahead. Met so many people in my, you know, 6 years?
Yeah.
Hanging with you people?
Uh-huh.
That could easily slide into some of those roles.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Not anyone that I hang out with now. Just in case anyone's worrying when they see the movie.
Right.
Not anyone I hang out with now, but I have encountered people.
It's a comedy.
It's a mockumentary.
It's a mockumentary.
Not meant to be serious,
yeah.
And good God, it isn't.
Coming up on Ghostly Talk, we're going to be talking with Kurt Richardson. He's filling in for Jennifer of Indiana. They're going to talk about some...
We're getting a field report.
A field report. So we're going to learn about ghost hunting again real quick. I can't wait.
From people that actually do it. This is awesome.
Yes. We're going to get to go ghost hunting eventually. Now, let me see. I was expecting Scott L. to be back.
Yes,
I know.
But...
So I've got to figure out how to do all this stuff. While we're broadcasting this break, people on the phone will not hear it, but I want people to be able to go to www.ghostlytalk.com and hop in the chat rooms, and I'll get Kurt on the line for you, and we should be right back.
Visit ghostlytalk.com.
I'm Tim Yancey, inviting you to explore the fascinating realm of the paranormal, ghosts and hauntings, Bigfoot, UFOs, and alien abductions. Join me live every Sunday evening at 9 p.m. with the foremost authorities and experts in the world regarding the mysterious realm of the unexplained. The Encounters Paranormal Radio Series, as heard on WBZT 1230 AM. EncountersBroadcasting.com.
Hey, Scott L. I just want to thank you for this sweet Ghostly Talk t-shirt, man. When I put it on, women just start coming at me from all directions.
Well, no problem, dude.
Oh, yeah, and check this out. I had this rash in my chest for like 3 months, right? The first time I wore this Ghostly Talk t-shirt for the day, I took it off before bed and the rash was gone.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I also worked at a job interview I had last week, and not only did I get the job, but the boss liked it so much, he made me his partner.
Huh?
Yeah, and I'm now a millionaire because of your Ghostly Talk t-shirts.
Well, you know, we not only have new t-shirts for 2007, but Ghostly Talk also has a brand new line of bumper stickers and 1¼-inch buttons.
You're kidding!
No, sir. You can check them out and also find out how to order them at ghostlytalk.com.
I must go and order all of them now!
Whoa, hold on. Save some for the rest of the listeners. As you can see, Ghostly Talk swag is going fast, so head on over to ghostlytalk.com and check it out. T-shirts, bumper stickers, and 1¼-inch buttons, all for a very cheap price. Order yours today.
No one ever told me how was I to know that I could have for all that I've done. People around me, no left to go. I try to hide from temptation, but still they have come. The anger is a part of me, so why? I want you to hold me. I want you to show me. I want you to be by my side, because I need you to be. Everything. I hear myself confusing myself once again. I don't wanna be here. I just wanna be here. Yeah.
Shaking this ball, and all I get is the number 8. Where's the snow? I told my psychic I wanted to know if I was going to win the lottery, and she asked me for the numbers. The death card keeps showing up in this deck. Maybe I should get a reflector on my scooter. I keep dreaming about frogs leaping into my bed. This book says I'm just horny. Having a bad day at the Wheel of Fortune? KarmaCast has answers. Check out KarmaCast.com for show listings and times. KarmaCast.com is a division of Mayhem Media.
The only problem is, tonight it's Doug and Bonnie.
Doug and Bonnie Joe.
Oh! In case anyone listened to last week I was Bonnie Lou. This week I'm Bonnie Joe. I'm forgetting my own identity.
Of course.
Oh, Doug, who's on the line?
Well, we do have Kurt Richardson on the line. He's filling in for Jennifer, our field reporter from Indiana.
Yes.
And from what, northwest Indiana, right?
Yeah, the South Bend area.
South Bend area. Mm-hmm. Just where a big new casino opened. We have to go ghost
hunting
there.
We're coming to visit.
Yeah.
The ghost hunt.
We have to ghost hunt over there if you get a chance.
Doug, anytime. No one can see your air quotes.
Oh, my air
quotes.
Ghost hunt. Yeah. Cheers, Jeremy's coming up. Kurt, do tell me everything about it. You have a ghost hunt you guys went on, of course. And also, I want to know more about your group and what you guys do.
Oh, okay. We are the Indiana Paranormal Society, and we've been together for about 2 years now with this group. We were part of another group for 2 years. We go out at least once a month doing ghost hunts. The current one that we just got done doing was the 100 Center, a historic building here in downtown Mishawaka area. The building was built back in 1853, used to be a brewery. Back in 1953, there was a boiler that exploded, and 52 people died. So we were one of the first groups that actually got permission to go inside the building and do the actual hunt where the boiler exploded.
Wow.
Interesting. How big is the building?
Oh, it's huge. It's probably 4 or 5 stories tall. I mean, it's a pretty good sized building there.
Wow. I know when we go into big, big buildings like that, it either takes a lot of people or a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
How was the planning for this? How'd you do that?
Well, we've got our training directors and stuff like that took each separate group in. It was one of the biggest groups we ever had at the time. We did a lot of PR for it. We did it after one of our monthly meetings. So we had probably 30 to 40 people go with us.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
It was more of a hunt, not really an investigation.
Right.
Just split off into groups, and the owner's son gave us full control of the building, opened up all the doors for us, and let us go in.
I love it when they give you full control.
Oh, they did. It was great.
So what kinds of things are rumored to... I mean, obviously a boiler explosion, pretty sudden, pretty intense. It, you know, really sets up the scene. But what kinds of things happen there? I mean, what do people...
Experience?
Thank you.
A lot of shadow people they see in there. A lot of footsteps they'll be hearing. People getting touched. Not too much movement of objects or anything, but just basically a feeling of heaviness while you're in there. A lot of people are afraid to go into the area where the boiler room itself actually exploded. So...
Well, are shadow people ghosts, or are they a different breed? Because there's a huge thing on the internet about shadow people, and it was brought to light by, you know, a lot of folks. Of course, they talk about it on the Art Bell Show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got Heidi Hollis.
Yes, Heidi talks about shadow people a lot.
So shadow people, I don't know, are they ghosts, or are they just attracted to this area?
I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of on the fence about here. I used to not really believe that they were ghosts, but I don't know if they're actually shadows, because they said they'll see, like, shadows moving out of the corner of their eye, stuff like that. That's why I countered it with ghost, you know, shadow people.
Oh, I see. Okay. Interesting. What did you see?
Personally, I didn't get anything out of there. I got a few photos with some orbs and stuff, which we have on our ghost site. A lot of people got some feelings of heaviness back in the boiler room area. We got pictures of some mist while we were there. The EVP, we really have to discount because there's just so many people there,
mm-hmm.
but we did get a few EVPs. So we really have to go back through all over that real good.
That's fantastic. And tell me about some of the experiences, like the people who felt the heaviness, the people who got the EVPs, like how were they excited? Were they just like, I don't know. You know, what was the general feeling that night?
General feeling, and I was very excited. I mean, we were one of the first groups that ever actually got to go inside the buildings to hunt. Back before with the previous owners, they didn't want all the publicity, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
With us there, we got full access. We got to do everything we wanted. They're getting ready to sell the building, so they're like, you know, you guys can do whatever you want to it. You know, go in there, do your hunts, find out whatever you can.
Did you
have unlimited time in there?
Yes, we did.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Me too.
There's actually talk we might be able to go back in there Halloween night and spend the night there in the actual boiler room area.
Can you imagine?
Halloween.
That's looking to be fun.
Make sure you sing happy birthday to me then.
All Hallows Eve. Yes, we're unfortunately going to be separated.
Yes, we are.
That weekend.
I'm allowing celebration of my birthday.
I know. And the 1 year, and I'm going to be in Chicago. Bonnie is going to be in Decatur, Illinois. So we're splitting up for Halloween and
mm-hmm.
your birthday. All Hallows Eve. Do you tend to get better stuff on Halloween or around Halloween time, or does the time of year not matter so much to Indiana Paranormal?
Time of year really doesn't matter to us too much. It's just that October is our busy month. I mean, we're
mm-hmm.
just so busy through that whole month.
Yeah.
We got so much stuff planned.
Well, that's normal, but not for us. I mean, this year it is, because this year we're apparently going everywhere, but...
That's true. We're October's a busy month. Last year, though, I thought it was going to be packed.
And we did nothing.
And there was nothing on any weekend planned. I specifically, every time somebody said, you know, can you do this in October, I would say, oh, it's undoubtedly already booked. You know, because we've got so many things to do. And last year it worked out to where we had nothing planned. It was great. But it was a little lonesome. Well, oh, that was a beep. So when you go out ghost hunting, what kind of equipment do you use?
Me, I use mostly a camera. I'm big into the photography section.
Digital or film?
I use both. If I'm getting a lot on my digital, I'll switch over to 35.
Excellent.
A lot of the people in the group, we got one guy that's very good with EVP. I mean, he can pick up stuff just about anywhere.
I'm jealous.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the spirits have seemed really attracted to him. We got a couple of sensitives in our group that doesn't use any equipment. They just keep notes.
Excellent.
We got a video guy in our group that likes to camcord, take pictures, stuff like that. So, I mean, I think we're pretty much covered with all the basic ghost hunting equipment that we do.
You sound amazingly well-rounded.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, don't let us hang out with you. We'll corrupt you.
This is one of the best groups I've ever had. I mean, everybody cares about each other. We get together at least once a month to ghost hunt, usually about two times a month. We do movie nights. We do family nights. Just get together, have picnics, outings. We all hang out together.
Perhaps we should move to South Bend.
Apparently we should. They have more fun.
Evidently. Because we don't hang out. Have we ever hung out?
Me and you?
Yeah.
No, I hate you.
Right. So we don't get to do that. When you... How did you get such an incredible lead? Because I think that folks listening... a lot of them have their eye on buildings or, you know, like, oh, that's a really creepy, big, haunted-looking building, or they know stories from when they grew up and things like that. But it's very rare, actually, to be able to go in and ghost hunt a building that you think might be haunted unless they come to you, right? So how do you get such a lead as to be able to go into the 100 Center?
We just got so lucky on that one. We've known it's been haunted. The Shadowlands has a little write-up on it, stuff like that. I actually knew the owner's son. Mm-hmm. We had been buddies for a while. And he knew I was into ghost hunting, so he was like, you know, the building's supposed to be haunted. If you guys want to come out, you know, come on out, we'll do a hunt. And it was just that simple for that building. And we talked to his parents, made sure it was okay with them, and got full access.
That's so unfair.
It's all about who you know.
It's who you know.
That's it.
But in this case, it gave a fantastic evening, at least one fantastic evening for your entire group, and, you know, 30 people got to go in and put their knowledge and put their experience and put their equipment to work.
Right.
First of all, do you have a website?
Yes, we do. It is www.indianaparanormal.us.
Indianaparanormal.us.
Mm-hmm.
And what might I, because I didn't have that listed here, what might
Shame
I
on Scott.
I know. What might I expect to find there? Do you put up your EVPs? Do you put up your case reports?
We put up our case reports. We put up photos, stuff like that. We don't have EVPs up yet. We're working on that. That'll be up next.
Excellent. So, but for photos, case reports, I imagine an introduction to the team, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just a general chat about who we are, what we do. I mean, it's got all our information right there. When we have our meetings, we got a mailing list that we send out.
They're so well organized.
I know. This is...
We're so not that. I want to know, what was your most interesting paranormal experience ever?
Probably the most interesting one. Well, we've had a bunch, especially up in the Niles, Michigan area. There's an old abandoned church up there called Munchkin Land.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we go there, we get some type of experience. We get orbs, we get feelings, people getting pushed. The first time we went, some of our sensitives wouldn't even go onto the property. It freaked them out that bad.
Wow.
So that's probably one of the most intense places we've ever been.
That's here in our state.
Yeah.
Niles, Michigan.
Hmm.
It's in Michigan.
Which is why we haven't been there. We're forbidden to go in the state of Michigan, I think.
Did you happen to buy that $300 million Powerball ticket?
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, bummer. Okay.
Are you trying to find me a date again, Doug?
I'm looking for a date for Bonnie.
But apparently he has to be a recent lotto winner.
Well,
these are Doug's
help.
Stipulations, not mine. So.
Well, the only thing is it makes it a lot easier to have the condo in Orlando, Florida.
Yes, yes, yeah. That it does.
Right outside the gates of Disney.
No, I want it on Disney
property. Oh, on Disney property. There you go. So when you ghost hunt, and how long does it take to go through your evidence? Do you sit there for hours on end like it shows on TV, or do you just flip through, or do you have multiple people go through it? How does the aftermath work?
Normally, each person is in charge of their own evidence. Me, for photos, I'll take 400 or 500 pictures every hunt. It'll take me an hour or so to go through them.
Mm-hmm.
Once, if anybody finds anything, they got to email it to me because I'm the director of the group. I'm usually the case manager. I go over anything that they send me, exactly where it's at, pinpointed. I'm real logical. I want to bust holes in any theory they got. So I'm always looking for, you know, what else it could be. So it could take me a very long time. I mean, I've gotten EVPs, a little 10-second clip that I went over for 2-3 hours at a time, just trying to figure out what it was.
So it just like, for us, it just depends on what the evidence is.
Yeah.
Yeah. When, and you go out, like, do you go out to public hunts at all? Like, hunts that you don't have to have permission for? Like, haunted roads or train tracks or perhaps dine at a haunted restaurant, that kind of thing?
Yeah, one of the biggest haunts around here was a train wreck that happened right down on near one of our overpasses. 130-some people died there.
Oh, wow.
One of the biggest deaths in history. It was a rainy night, and the rain washed out the bridge. A lot of people didn't die from the wreck. They actually drowned in the mud. And at the historic cemetery down here in Mishawaka, they have a big gravestone put up in memory of them. Each Halloween, we also do historic tours of that cemetery. We got a guy that's buried sitting up in there with a bottle of whiskey and a shotgun in case the devil come calling. So we go around, we tell the stories for each grave.
That's awesome. Do you would you be buried that way, or are you not that scared of the devil come calling? I mean, is this like a normal thing?
It's not normal for around here. Personally, I want to be frozen. I want cybergenic. I want to come back.
Oh, rock on.
You know?
Walt Disney do that or something?
Oh, geez.
Yeah, something like that.
What do you think the difference is between the digital cameras and the film cameras? Because you said you use both. And I'm a proponent of both as well. I don't personally have a film camera anymore, but I, you know, I do.
Do
think
you even have a camera?
I haven't
seen you actually use a camera anywhere we've gone in ages.
I do have.
Mainly because I have the big, huge Mongo camera, and everyone just says, "Bonnie, take my picture here."
Right. I do own a camera. I don't tend to use it. I want to get a better camera. So the digital versus film, what do you think for capturing ghosts?
I've never really gotten anything on 35 that I can't explain. It always comes through clear. I mean, I can always figure out exactly what it is. Digital, I'm getting a lot of orbs. It seems to get a lot more orbs, a lot more mist, stuff like that. They seem to pick it up better. I really don't know what's the difference between them. I've tried both, and it's just, digital seems to give me a lot better results.
Mm-hmm. So what? Because I know that they have a class of camera called digital SLR, which I think is what Bonnie has.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a digital one with mirrors inside of it for the clarity and you know, the same way that a non-digital camera takes a photo. It's got the workings, the inner workings. I wonder if that hybrid there might be advantageous for ghost hunting.
I don't know. I would love to try one of them out. I just got a regular digital, you know.
Right. Well,
yeah, I've gotten a lot of results with them.
Well, here's the thing. If you invite me out to a ghost hunt, I'll let you use my camera.
Hey, you guys have an open invitation, anything we do.
See how that works? See how I just slid that right on in there? Because apparently if people invite us to go ghost hunting, that's the only way we're going to get out and go ghost hunting.
It has been way too long, I have to admit. Except, well, I mean, we went ghost hunting in Gettysburg.
Yes, we did. How could you not? I would have beat myself if we had gone to Gettysburg and not gone ghost hunting.
Well, that's true. That would have been pretty bad. And pretty hard to do, because all of Gettysburg.
Well,
have you been to Gettysburg, Kurt?
No, we haven't. Not as a group. We went to Waverly Hills as a group.
Ooh, what'd you think? We're going to be down in Louisville next month, or 2 months from now.
Yeah, we went there last year, did the whole tour and everything.
And?
Got a lot of good evidence. I mean, it took us a good 2 months to go over everything.
I want to hear it. What?
We got
what
tons of photos. We got EVPs. We got video of the shadows moving between the doorways.
Wow.
Yeah.
When's that going up on the website? Or when are you making a DVD of those?
Soon. We got all the evidence. I just got to get it converted over to the computer. And I'll probably put it on like a YouTube-type format and look it up over there.
So jealous.
Because that really, really excites me. The videos, especially because, you know, it's what the camera saw at the moment. I mean, it really
is. Right.
And
we got some excellent video. We got some with Night Shot where you see orbs flying around me. I'm sitting there doing an EVP session, and the orbs are just moving all around me. I mean, you can tell it's not dust. They're changing directions, doing 180-degree turns.
So they look like they're actually paying attention or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hmm. I didn't have any of those experiences when I was in Waverly. Yeah, no. Nothing happened while we were there, but
you
all I can say
Waverly
is we got to go with Gwar.
You
so.
Were in Waverly with Gwar.
That alone is worth it.
I know.
You don't
was.
Need a ghost to come up and say hi.
It really
they were probably
was.
Scared, actually.
They weren't so. In costume or
no.
anything.
Well, it's still Gwar.
The scariest person there was Scott. I mean,
well, now that I agree.
Come on.
He does tend to scare away the ghosts.
I know. Scott is so frightening and intimidating.
So, Kurt, what's coming up for Indiana Paranormal Society?
Well, we have another hunt next month coming up. I think we're going to one of our local cemeteries. We're at Potato Creek National Park. Story is a little girl drowned off one of the piers there. So I think we're going to go investigate that. A lot of people said they hear her crying, stuff at night, sobbing. So we're going to check that out. Just getting everything geared up for October, getting everything planned out that we're going to be doing for that. We're going to be doing tours again, probably a haunted house, a few other things that we're going to get going.
What do you do in November? Because right after October, the big push,
mm-hmm.
is there like a...
Break?
Like a break? Is there like a, oh my gosh, where everybody takes a collective breath? Or do you guys like say, that's it, we're going to go party? I mean, what happens after the big October push?
Well, in November, we're going to have another monthly meeting, and that's, I believe we go into a local high school that one of our members, their family owns it, so we're going to get into there. And then December, we don't do a meeting, we do a Christmas party for everybody.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So November's more of a laid-back one, place that we've already been to, we know it inside and out, so we can, you know, just kind of relax there, and then December's going to be the Christmas party for everybody.
Well, November for us, we're going to be at Alcatraz.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, I got to call him there. I got to call him what? Tommy, no, we're coming. He doesn't even know.
Yeah, you might want to let him know.
But, yeah, we're going to go on the Haunted Hate walking tour, mm-hmm. and then we're going to go to Alcatraz and things like that. So November is we're just going to continue the fun.
Right.
And then December is usually we have a Christmas party, too. So.
Do you ever go to conferences?
Yes, we do a few of them. We've went to two or three now.
Excellent. What, are there any more coming up this year?
None that I know of off the top of my head. We don't have anything actually planned. But, if anything comes up that's near us, yeah, we'd definitely be there.
How so, near to cool. you does it yeah. have to be?
I mean, like Chicago?
anything near to us is, you know, Arkansas. We go to that, so.
Yeah, Chicago would be fine. That's only a couple hours from us.
Well, that's also the weekend that you're probably doing the tours, because that's going to be the weekend
it's
before.
It's the weekend right before Halloween.
Right before Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
So that's...
That's our meeting weekend, so yeah. We'll
busy, busy weekend. Yeah, but that's the first annual Chicago Ghost Conference. And, of course, that's the same
it's
weekend
spooktacular.
It's spooktacular.
In Decatur, Illinois.
Yeah. So, very interesting. Your website, again, is indianaparanormal.us?
Yes, it is.
Excellent. And Indiana Paranormal Society is your group?
Yep.
How many members?
Currently, I think we have 35 paid members right now. We normally get 30 to 40 per meeting. A lot of new people we advertise in the local paper and on the Internet.
See, that's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. We shot up basically overnight. I mean, we went from 10, 15 members to double that.
See, and it's people who keep coming every month, and I think that's fantastic because there's always something to do every month. You know, you go to your club meeting, and the things are all set up, and you get to do this, and the folks just seem to keep coming, and they're not, like, dropping out or whatever. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot to do with the family, too. I mean, we're really involved with the family. We do a lot of family outings, movie nights, stuff like that. So, you know, you're not always leaving your kids at home. They get to come out and help, too. We do kid ghost hunts during the day sometimes. Take them out and let them see the cemetery, show them what it's about, show them what we do.
I really like that idea.
I love it.
Kurt, if... Folks listening, if you wanted to take a page out of Kurt's book, okay, and say, hey, you know, why don't we make this more family-oriented, stuff like that, go to indianaparanormal.us, look at their schedules and things like that, try and emulate this, because this sounds like a fantastic way to bring families together, And of course, the heads of the families, or you know, the husbands or the wives, or both, are all into the paranormal. So you get to meet people, you get to hang out with people, and you get to bring your, you get to do the whole family kind of thing. And I think it's a win-win-win situation.
Oh yeah.
Kurt, thank you so much. Your website is IndianaParanormal.us, Indiana Paranormal Society. Of course, your recent trip to the 100 Center in Mishawaka. Indiana.
Yep.
Sounds like a rousing success. And I do hope you get to go back.
Oh,
and,
we will.
And get more, you know, concentrate on more areas that were interesting. But it is top of the hour.
Oh.
No problem.
So we're going to go to break. If I can figure out all these buttons.
No,
anyway,
come on, Doug. You
like
can do it.
Everywhere. Kurt, thank you so much for being on Ghostly Talk.
Yeah, thank you for having me.